And it is 10 a.m. in the West Coast, it is 1 p.m. in the East Coast, and it is 8 p.m. in the Middle East. Today it is May 4th, 2015. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we're going to talk about Naples condition after the earthquake. We're going to see what's going on and maybe what effort still to be made in that section. Then we're going to talk about the news, about the coalition of the Israeli news and formation or non-formation of, coalition between parties. After that, we're going to, check with the demonstration that was last night in Tel Aviv with the Ethiopian Jews. And, of course, we're going to talk about the new session of the Knesset today starting. And whatever it will be with God blessing and with a lot of love to you and to all the universe and all the friends that are standing by listening and the one that will check in or checking in and listening. And they need some power. May God bless you all. We love you, and I want to be here for you. So let's start with Naples. What a devastation. What a devastation. People had lost everything. They went there. Many people went to their hiking, traveling to the Himalaya, between snow and weather condition. A strong earthquake happened, and so many children got homeless, a condition that affected 1 million children. And sure enough, the Israeli government sent the troops. They open up a hospital there, and they deliver baby. They found babies in the rubble. No, that was the American soldier, all right. But they were taking care of another child that they found there. There were surgeries. There were everything. They did everything in the power. But, something that we cannot help them with is the fact that we need some massive help to create some kind of filtering water to clean the water. Because after earthquake, all the infrastructure are broken and they weren't great that there anyhow. So really one massive grace of God and somebody who's willing and a country whose heart is big enough can help and save life for many years to come, because with the contamination of water there are so many diseases and so many sickness that comes along, and we don't want to talk about it. But they say that somebody can, somebody, an American, of course, is somebody. There is a possibility to create like a big reservoir to cleanse the water. That's what I heard. And if it will happen, it will save lives. And I know that there is effort from the United Nations, like they're looking for $400 million to recoup. But I don't understand why they start, counting the money at ahead of time. Why don't you just start, get what the supply you need, get approval and get it on. Stop thinking about, they're taking all the money up front, like... and then you know what happens with it. I don't know, I don't blame anybody, but I really want to see effort on the ground. I don't want them to start fighting about water. But, there is effort, and UNICEF is going to help the children. And I found a wonderful, wonderful music for the children of Naples. So with a prayer to them, with a blessing that God speaks their recovery, and a lot of attention from the rest of the world to see why this miserable place got hit. Maybe we need to take care of those lost sold there. And let's dedicate it to the only Israeli that, lost his life there. We were looking for him for many days. His name was Or Ashraf. So in memory of Or Ashraf that lost his life in Naples, may God bless your soul, child. You were wonderful, I know. And may you rest with angels and beautiful, creature of the universe. Let's put the music of the UNICEF so we can bless the rest of the children that have life, that they will have life.
Okay, and this is BBS Radio, and this is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth. We were just listening to UNICEF music about, Naples children, what we hoping, we're blessing, and we are praying for the recovery of all those lives in Naples. And we have on the line a special person that we call upon him when, the world is going crazy. Gerard O'Donnell. Hey, sir, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Great.
All right.
How are you?
We're great. We are actually hoping. I feel that the world is shifting in the right direction. I was listening today to the Knesset speeches, and they all were mentioning God and are saying, Hallelujah. Finally, they're talking about the Bible. So I see good thing going on.
Yeah, that's good. That's unusual in the Knesset, for sure, yeah.
And I ran into some very interesting guests, but, let me tell you what happened today so I could tell also the audience. We are in the process of conducting a coalition for the Israeli government, and Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu was counting on the Russian party, the Israel Beiteinu, to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. But sure enough, the Minister of Foreign Affairs today just quit. He quit the coalition and he quit, his post. So now we're not having a big, large coalition. It's going to be a very narrow coalition. So,
I didn't know. Yeah, okay.
I know, that's news, that's why we're talking, because it's news, it's happened just this afternoon, and since it's morning in America, you're waking up to the news of whatever we can't keep you interested enough, so we change every day, something else is happening, So we're going to have a new, probably, coalition, or maybe, we have 3 days to go. Benjamin Netanyahu will manage something, but it will be a very narrow one. And we'll have to replace the foreign minister post with somebody else. It will be interesting to see who they're going to put.
Do you think they're going to go more into the center?
It's not going to be a center. Everything is possible because we might get, listen, if there is a condition that we need a national unity, we should go for it. Why not?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
And now tell me, there is a holiday coming up. Do you know the story of Lag BaOmer that you can tell us? Because we don't want to take much of your time. I know you're busy today. But tell us I heard about the story about Rabbi Akiva, and
that's a sad story about Lag BaOmer. Yeah, that's the sad side, right? It's a historical story.
I know, but why we do this fire bound? Why everybody in Israel or around the world, the Jewish people, they gather together. They make a fire bond and sing and they think, why this tradition,
I think it's just, it's also because it's the fruit used to be, it's spring and then nature is booming and people used to, be thankful and happy that nature, which was the nurturing aspect of the godliness, was functioning, and then it would have a beautiful year.
Hallelujah. May we have one. We definitely
yeah.
need one.
Exactly.
We all need one, you know. It's crazy, but I heard so much news about the collapse of all the economy and the globalization, and I realized that it's false. You know, all the scary news is false. You know why?
Yeah, why?
Because one thing globalization needs in order for it to grow is its consumers, right? And now we are approaching the time when the balance of power is shifting toward the other side. You see, we all went to China and we bought goods all day long. And we were buying from them and buying. And everybody's saying, oh, my God, we sell our life away to China. But sure enough, they become the new consumers because now they can afford it. So now we have reverse situation where all the channels that the Chinese use to sell us goods, we're going to use them to sell them goods because they can manufacture or copy everything, but there are things that they cannot copy. There are things that they need. There are things that they, you know, only us.
Well, trust me, they're very good at copying. They will reverse engineer anything, so that's not a problem. Trust the Chinese for that. Yeah. No, they will first buy it. Yes, of course. Yeah.
But you know what? Heard that they are buying pistachios.
No, you can't reverse engineer pistachios. You crack them open and eat them.
So
maybe
they are tough nuts to crack
the Chinese. They're very very smart, mainly in the way they operate. But I somehow don't see the same probable future coming because I think that there's going to be a big shift and it's already starting, but it's coming. Soon, I think that until now, what I call the money has been put ahead of life, of the respect for life.
Right.
It's been spreading around the world, and if you see the dollar sign, it has a serpent on it. It's not a coincidence. You know, it used to have two poles, and then it says one pole. I'm not going to say why, but there's a reason also for that. So the idea of trade and having what we call functioning economies based on exponential growth, because when you consider like a certain amount of growth, it becomes an exponential curve. And items that are more gadgets than necessity, okay, that is going to start shifting, and we're going to put more. Yeah, it's globalization is excellent for that. There's going to be more responsible growth. The idea of responsibility in front of the creator, because the creator wants the creation to continue, and the way we are creating right now, destroying our environment. Is not particularly intelligent, it certainly does not have a serious long vision and a possibility to continue for not even an extended amount of time, even maybe two generations. So we're seeing the reactions right now, and there's the tremendous problems we are causing to ourselves, to our children, to our grandchildren, are already showing up. In the natural world, and as you know, that nature and Elohim have the same gematria. That's it's not a coincidence. And then we have not respected the godliness. It's not only about calling and praying to it and worshiping it, but you have to worship that what is being offered to you by nature. And that Lag BaOmer is a good example of this. And we have to go back to basic. meaning that we are not an external element in creation. We are part of nature. And
right.
All the supportive elements, all the supportive, the energies or supportive, biological necessities are provided only by nature, and everything is interconnected. So when you cut that chain on some levels and you destroy certain species because you want to manufacture a certain product, or you want to frack the earth and do things which have consequences, the consequences are extremely serious because the chain is broken, and then the chain is starting to manifest its reaction. I just said yesterday that there was an earthquake 8 days ago in the Himalayas.
Right.
Himalayas, Himmel in German means heavens. Laya is to God. It's the highest mountain. It's the highest chain of mountains in the earth, and the highest peak there is called is for other reasons, but nothing is a coincidence. It's called the Everest. I mean, Eve is the feminine aspect of Adam. He's resting there, meaning that's the Mother Nature, which is the highest aspect of Adam operating creation. Or the earth, if you want, is showing herself because she's still on top of this creation, and she's gifting freely of herself. As a matter of fact, in Tibetan language, they call that particular mountain in Tibetan means the Divine Mother. So there was a tremendous earthquake, and that's not a coincidence. It's a warning. It's a warning by the Elohim, by nature, saying that you better stop doing what you're doing in the way by which you're doing, operating the way by which you operate, because I will not allow the creation to be destroyed because of your desire to do an iPad, iPhone, whatever you want, one new gadget you need to increase your bottom line. Or to pollute the ocean, to kill the species, because half the species, animal species, have disappeared in the last 100 years. That's not okay. So we with our human ego think that we're going to continue the same dance on a bonfire for a generation or two generations or maybe forever. And technology is going to save us. No, technology is not going to save us. Because what we will save us is conscience and connection. Connecting to the root of who we are, which means we are part of the godliness, we are part of nature too. And the whole Torah is about the respect of nature, the respect of life, the respect of the animals, the respect of the... You have to throw, even if you have a bird, you want to take an egg, you have to throw the bird, the mother, out so she shouldn't see the egg being taken away from her. If you want to kill an animal, you have to come from the back and do it humanly, so that it just basically the animal is anesthetized. And you understand that. It's a very important aspect of our credo. And the fact that we need to rest on the seventh day, but the earth needs to rest every 7 years means that it needs to rest, not to be sold, because it needs to replenish itself in a natural aspect, because it represents God. But we don't follow this anymore. We don't follow the laws. We don't. When Israel
we
was
do,
created,
we do in here. In Israel, we do.
When Israel was created, there was this instinctive coming back to source, to where the Jewish people were born. But at the same time, there was this instinct to reconnect to the earth. The Jews understood that by reconnecting to nature, they will reconnect to their source too. It was a very important part of the reconnection. But that has somehow been lost. and corrupted because of the Western influence in the last 20, 30 years. You know, the technological advances and high tech and the desire to make, you know, fast money by doing whatever digital invention you have. But this is not, this is
right.
Yeah. So the soul of Israel, which I knew was so magnificent, and there was so much happiness in the air when people were far poorer, but they were more connected amongst each other, and they were more connected to the earth. And it was almost a ritual to go work the earth so that you connect to the land. When you were in the army, you had to touch every wadi, every mountain, every terrain, and really truly connect to it, feeling it's part of you. So there was a connection between the land of Israel and the people of Israel that was very important. That connection is somehow being lost. And that's not, I'm not talking now about Israel, I'm talking about the rest of the world, the whole planet, including the Chinese, by the way, who are major polluters right now.
Right.
So that's the lesson of Lag BaOmer.
That's why in Africa they are so afraid to let the people use the land. They are so afraid to let people take advantage of the land. They're fighting in so many areas in Africa. The old, you know, African people, they always say, you know, we have to preserve the land, we have to preserve the nature, and you know, maybe we.
Well, they do, but they still cut most of the trees off because some you know, mega corporations, like international corporations, are coming there and just destroying trees after trees, and forests, all the rainforests are coming down. I you don't have to be a genius to realize that the oxygen that you're breathing is mainly coming from trees and from the plankton in the ocean, and people are complaining that they don't have energy, and then the medical establishment says, here's a pill for you, you know, get doped a little bit, but that's not the natural energy. The energy, the amount of oxygen in the air has lowered itself constantly. And we're not respecting our environment, our creation. You cannot only respect the creator, you have to respect the creation. What's the point of respecting the creator if you're destroying the creation?
Absolutely. I could say that again. Hallelujah for that. I'm telling you, we need you every show. You know, we do need you because you are the wisdom. You enlighten us. And I have a lot to talk about today, and I don't want to steal more of the time. But I first of all, I want to pray with you. I want to send the blessing for all the children of Naples. There are like a million children that needs shelter and guidance and care, and they're all over. And for the world, you know, to start having some peace of, you know, in their hearts, to start reconnect yourself with whoever. Yes. Tell me, sir.
No, we have to send, and this is what's so sad about this, is because nature speaks in the way by which nature speaks. You know, it has droughts as reactions, and sometimes it shakes, sometimes it puts volcanoes, fires are starting, and this was very, very, very symbolic because it happened on the highest peak in the whole on the whole earth. And the children are innocent. It's not their fault. It's not the children's fault. But it can't talk in any other way. It cannot broadcast itself on a radio station, nor come on a TV show. You know, so it does react. It has a tremendous conscience and consciousness. It's alive. Nature is alive. Everything is alive. The trees are giving us oxygen. They're giving us, the medicines that we need. They give us shelter. They give us they absorb carbon dioxide, so we don't have so much global warming. But we cut them out. Well, why are we cutting out the trees? So we have more paper and more houses. We can do it in a different way. But the greed is so intense, and those corporations are so insensitive, heartless, literally, that that we have inverted priorities. The priority now is profit and not life. Life is not important. We're talking about life, not human life. We're talking life in general is at stake right now.
I can say that. That's why.
And the same thing is in Israel. The same thing is in the Middle East. They're fighting for religion, but at the same time, they're destroying the environment. Wars destroy environment. They leave traces of elements, semi-radioactive or toxins, and then they destroy everything around. Not only the people, they destroy the environment. It's an aggression where every single act that man is doing right now is impacting tremendously the world. We're even considering, when people are talking about nuclear radiations and nuclear, I mean, this is horrific what it can do. So I'm
right.
Just asking humans to lighten up. You can live with less. You don't have to be following a statistic. You don't have to be number one or number two in the economical billboard and say we're number one, we're number two. That's totally irrelevant. But you have to be number one in respecting life and spreading it and then rebalancing the world and rebalancing people, because when they rebalance and they reconnect to themselves and they live with less but with more precious stuff and more natural stuff, they start connecting amongst each other. A man in a mansion is less connected than a man sometimes in a small apartment, because he knows his neighbors.
Right.
So we need that. And then that was what was so magnificent in Israel. That was the miracle of Israel at the beginning. I'm not talking about politics now. I'm talking about the fact that they understood instinctively they had to go back to take out the West, because they knew the diseases of the West, and bring back this work that it takes to reconnect to our core, to the earth, because we came from there.
Absolutely.
And we need that.
I want to really thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving us the time today. And I know it's busy, I know it's hectic, but I want to bless you and I want to give you a big hug of energy with all the blessing that I can, that I've been in Jerusalem, and probably some of her stayed with me a little of the spirit. So I send it your way so you can go and bless other people with your wisdom and your kindness and the kind heart that you have. Thank you so much, Gerald. And please remind everybody your site. I really want everybody to know the probable future site so they know to touch base
sure.
with you if they need.
It's probable future in one word, .com. PROBABLE future, FUTURE.com.
It's amazing. Amazing job you're doing. Thank you so much, Gerald O'Donnell. God bless you.
God bless you.
Take care.
And God is blessing
you,
us. Right.
Amen. 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 Let's get some music and we'll be right back. All right, we are back, and this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is BBS Radio. And it's amazing. It's amazing to think what we did to nature. And, you know, maybe people that were talking about global warming were sending wrong signal, because nobody understands about the temperature of the earth and what it's asked to do. People need to get a grasp of what they're doing. For example, if we are really hurting nature, if we go back to the land and we contaminate that nature, that's something they can relate to. When they tell me that the Middle East is full, the water of the Mediterranean water, amazing, amazing. See, it's full with plastic. I know that one company, two companies, three companies on the beach, is, you know, all over the Middle East, the Mediterranean, were using plastic and they were throwing it. Because it's not like people use a plastic cap and throw it in the beach. Come on. They are using the beaches many, many years ago. They use it because they didn't know any other way or whatever. But right now we know. Any companies who works around the beaches and around the oceans, around the natural environment, and use the environment to throw their trash without considering what contamination it's doing and how can we, you know, neutralize them, we are actually killing the land. And, you know, that signal of the Naples earthquake, it's true because, you know, it's a signal of earth. Nobody can refute that. And once the earth is signaling, oops, I'm not happy, you want to know, you know, it's not happy on the Himalaya. It's not possible. But I will tell you something. The only kid that we lost was nameless Or. Or is light. It's an Or also represent, you know, sending God's light. And once we get, we lose that kind of a name, that kind of a child, we actually have to come to grips with the reality of what we're losing. Are we not going to have, you know, the courage to restate a way to restart our relationship with God and nature? Are we going to restart our relationship with neighbors? And by the way, you know, all those neighbors wanting to destroy each other, you know, we're getting old and old, tired of this. I don't know how much they want to fight and kill each other, but don't you have a life, you know? Don't you want to have something to read or a book or to write, you know, some scrambles or, I don't know, chess or whatever? Can you go play a little if you want to do something? Why that rush of globalization create such a greed that took everything away from other people, that they got the other side so mad because they're so poor and so jealous that everybody said, oh, they're all jealous of us. Well, you took all away from them and now they are jealous? No, they feel ripped up. And I'm not protecting you know, violence or anything, but by all means, please don't try to be nice and sweet when you know you bomb your way around the world, and then you say, oh, wonderful, you know, Russia bullying people, we bully people sometimes. We do need to get a grip of the world. But that's United Nations job. And I'm telling you, if we don't abolish that, but, you know, they're using New York. And I can't forgive them for that, but, you know, too, you know, close by the, you know, 9/11 happened, close by the Twin Towers. I can't, I'm sorry. If you have United Nations in the same city, United Nations, somebody got attacked by forces of other countries, means that you're not really helping. So go away, clean your place, make a new, push back, you know, go some other place. I don't know, go in Africa where you can really have the luxury of space in case somebody wants to fight. Because don't take the fight to New York City, God. I'm telling you, the only place that I think that there is some recovery of all is Hollywood. By all means, I see the movies that getting out from Hollywood, and I'm telling you, you guys are rocking. You're wonderful. Finally, we start to see some awakening of the human spirit. We see some light. We see some passion. We see some thinking, some wisdom, some hope. all this destruction, you know, life imitates art. Thank you very much, guys, for the last 10 years. You've ruined our life with all this extraterrestrial, I don't know what, machinery that kills the universe and people killing each other. I don't know, all those games that they sent to the kids to teach. Now we have a kid, a generation of kids that was brought up to learn to kill by machines. Now, what are they going to create, machines to kill people after? What do they learn? Thank you. I remember when I learned love. I saw movies of love. And now you're giving those children a new start. A new beginning. I like that. I do like that. I want to see that. And I want to congratulate the new baby that, you know, that we have hope for the world. We have a new baby for the Prince William and Princess Catherine. They had a baby girl called Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. God bless them. God bless them. God bless them. What a hope. What a life to have a Charlotte, a Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. May God give you everything in the world of happiness. Give hope to the world. We really need it. We really need that. We're so happy to have another girl as a princess in the world, because that's what the girls need to hope for, to be princess-like, to be beautiful, to be kind. Not, you know, with all those rings in their nose and ears and whatever. Anyway, let's get some music and we get back to the program. We are running out of time soon, so let's rock and roll. Let's get some music.
Well, that's a new song for me. I hope that you enjoy it. But, you know, time is so short. We have so much to do. And I have some information, you know, that I gather sometimes, and I look it around, and I really want you to use my show as a source of knowledge, a source that brings you to think, to research, and to look for new. Just remember, the good will win this round, okay? So if we are winning, we need to share all the information together. And as we know, you know, we're brother. We are. This is brotherhood of men here. This is love of God. This is earth. You know, we're coming back to you life and beautiful. So let me see what we have in our stack, you know, to find the enemy of peace, as they say. Let's hear that. I want to hear what we got to say. All right. And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth, and this is BBS Radio. Right here on May 4th, 2015, and we just had a very nice version about what we can do to provide protection to the soldier when they go and they put mines underneath, or there are a minefield that they need to go, and there is a detection system that detect the mines, so they don't get hurt. That's all life-saving concept that helps, you know, protect the soldier. People who knows how many people, how many children in the minefield got hurt, got, you know, crippled because of that incredible devastation that war leaves behind. The mines that never go away, they stay behind even if the war, you know, still is gone, let's say. That system helps, and it helps the troops. So I just wanted to share it with you. This is what I do here. I share my love to the world because I want the good guys to win. I want them to stop. I want them to quit attacking everybody, because that's it. It's time that we rotate to a new age. This is the new age of reconciliation, a new age of love to God, a reconciliation with Earth and the universe. This is the time that we are going to reconcile, because
There is no more to destroy. We can just boom ourselves to, you know, everything to zero and start over. But by all means, why? By all means, why? You know, we don't need much, as our previous guest said. We just need to have love for the creation, love for life, and enough with this greediness for money. Trust me, it's so redundant. I saw so many people, you know, having money, and then money poof away, and they come back, and it's poof away. It's never in one place, so just get a grip. It's gone, and it's coming back. It will come back. You know, only a few for life, maybe. Well, you need to be that lucky man, but does it really matter? But you can still write a great script. You can really, really make a good movie. You can do a lot of amazing things in life, and does money get the signature on it? No. But a movie, a book? Oh, boy. I bet, you know, art, music. And we have, you know, we have a friend of mine that was, I was thinking, that to invite maybe to the next show. He's a PhD of music, and I really wanted to share his graceful being with him, with you guys. I got so into my my incredible experience today in the journey for happiness in the universe that I forget to remember that, you know, to remind everybody that feel free to call in. I'll let you talk. You can have a voice, because here is God's voice. God's time, and it's for God's sake. So the voice, your voice is God's voice. It's welcome, not a problem. If it's good, if it's kind, if it's caring, by all means, you can call any time. I'll talk to you. And, you know, I want to mention the great news. Yesterday there was an interview that we heard about with John Kerry, the Secretary of State. What, my goodness. It sounds very comforting. It was really good to hear that everything is checked with the relationship with Israel. And I'm sure we can improve it by starting to talk about agriculture, because there is something in the future that we need to share about agriculture, because the world is going crazy, and we need friends' advice, or maybe friends' thinking. And we want to say also that, you know, whatever happens in America is actually reflect in the little country of Israel. Whatever happened in Baltimore happened like a mirror in Israel. And sure enough, yesterday there was a big demonstration, and also Thursday, big demonstration of the African, the Ethiopian community that was going against for civil rights movement. They were demonstrating, and I was there. I walked with them. I walked with them because the police were beating a soldier, and because I respect so much soldier, I was beside myself, like they used to, you know, you don't beat soldier, I'm sorry, you don't, you know, if you beat soldier, you're enemy, doesn't matter, it means that, you know, the soldier is the state, and if you beat the state, it means that you're enemy of the state, so for me, it was a contradiction. You can't protect me if you are beating the soldier. So I was there, and sure enough, they were accumulating in the center of Tel Aviv. And today's comments of an Israeli Arab, that he calls himself also Palestinian, but it doesn't matter what he calls himself, Israeli Arab. And he says, he says that, you know, everybody was so happy to see how this demonstration went great, because they actually were on the freeway. I was there. They walked on the freeway because they didn't have any choice, because the police people did not gather them in the right place to give them a venue to walk. You see, you don't gather people in the middle in the middle of town, in a center, close all roads to it, and then tell them just be. They need to move. It's a movement. It's a demonstration. And sure enough, after a while, it went bad. Some very, very strange thing that I want to comment upon, and I want to really have, I don't know if it's true, because by all means, I would not even think that the State Department will do something like this. There was a demonstration warning yesterday, not to American citizens, not to go to demonstration because it might end bad. Really? American says demonstration's gone bad? What do you know? It's like, who, why? You know, every demonstration, like I would say, oh, Israeli, don't go to demonstration in whatever because it's going to go out of hand. What are you wishing bad? What is it? Not good, not good, not cool, not cool, don't like that. So I would suggest next time, you know, please, on demonstration, whatever it is, people, Americans are smart enough to know what they're doing. And I was surprised because I was there when I got the news, and I'm saying, what they're saying, why not to be there? And they were behaving nice until somebody antagonized the crowd, which is very typical, very, very typical. So I think that we are running out of time. So let's finish with something cute that I love. And I want to salute you. And I want to say that I love you with all my heart. And I'm thankful for my guest. And I thank BBS Radio for this wonderful space and time that may bring us a lot of wisdom. And Hollywood, the new good movies. I'm really, really excited to think about so much issues that we can make movies on now that the history is evolving. It's going to be amazing next 20 years. I hope you have great character, because the story to tell are incredible. So let's get this, and I want to salute you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll talk to you next Monday. God bless you all. Be good, be strong, be happy, be truthful, because there is a God, and it's not us. I love you. Bye. This is Orly Betty Davis, and this is Impossible Truth. Thank you so much for listening.